Farmers and horse breeders need to remember several things when preparing their barns and horses for the winter months. Hello everyone, I'm Andrew Flynn with Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Taylor Fabus with Michigan State University Extension says the number one thing to remember when getting a barn or shelter ready for winter is the horse's water supply.
That you have that situation figured out so that you can make sure that they have clean, fresh, unfrozen water throughout the day. I think that would be the number one concern.
Fabus says horses typically consume more water during the winter months.
Whatever water source you have for them, make sure that it doesn't freeze over because horses actually need to consume even more moisture or more water during the winter months because they're not going to be receiving that from, say, the grass that they're grazing on.
Another key fact to bear in mind is a horse's feed. Fabus says even though farmers work to ensure their feed isn't contaminated by insects and rodents, this is even more crucial during the winter months.
In any livestock barn, I would certainly consider any feed that you have out for the animals and make sure that you clean up any, let's say, loose grain on the ground and make sure that that's not appetizing to rodents and other animals that might be able to get that. So you need to keep things locked in a room. Ours are all in Rubbermaid tubs that close nicely metal garbage cans, that sort of thing, so that you're not already enticing these animals that are trying to escape the elements as well. Those are some of the suggestions I would make to just make sure that your feed supply isn't another thing encouraging them to come inside.
Fabus says horses consume more feed during the winter months too, and it's important to make sure they are properly stocked.
So if they are outside during the cold winter months, they need to likely be provided with more calories than they would in the winter or in the summer months. In addition, like I mentioned earlier, they'll also need just as much, if not more, access to fresh, clean water. So a lot of people think it's cold. Horses may not drink as much, but that's just not the case. If the horses, they don't have any pasture to graze on anymore in the winter months, you will likely have to feed more hay just to keep them munching throughout the day and keep their caloric needs satisfied, but also that helps their digestive tract keep moving, which is always good for horses.
Fabus says horses also need to be moving and active so their muscles don't atrophy during the winter.
Those horses will be physically, sometimes even mentally, out of shape, and you're going to have to work even harder and longer to get them back in show condition, especially a older horse. If you let them get too out of shape and too sedentary during the winter months, then you're going to have a more difficult challenge come spring.
More information about preparing horses for winter can be found at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Andrew Flynn with Hoofbeat on Brownfield.